differently.
Welcome to RNIB's Health and Social Care Podcast, an insight-packed look into the issues that affect those living with sight loss. In this podcast, we'll share tips, stories, and speak to the experts to share the latest sight loss information.
Hello, and welcome to our sixth podcast in the Chats About Apps series. I'm Lindsay from RNIB's Health and Social Care Skills Development Team, and I will be speaking with Hannah today from RNIB's Technology for Life team about apps to assist with travel and transport. Hi, Hannah.
Hi there.
So you mentioned in the very first podcast that travel was one of your top five features of apps. So I wondered if you could tell us a bit more about what apps there are and what they can do to help someone with sight loss on transport and their journeys.
There are lots of different sorts of apps to help with different sorts of transport. There is a bus app called NextBus, which tells you where your nearest bus stop is and what the next bus is to arrive at that stop. Lots of local authorities also have their own bus apps, which tell you a similar thing. And when you're stood at the bus stop, you can know how far away the next one is to you. You can also get similar apps for train travel, where you can see what the next train to arrive is going to a particular destination. These apps are also brilliant because quite often they'll tell you the platform number of the train you're wishing to catch. So I find this particularly helpful with my sight loss. I can't see any of the boards at the train station. So whilst I can get there okay and find the platform, I can't necessarily see where my train is coming into, which platform or at what time. An example of this would be recently when I was catching the train and I was waiting on the platform for my train to arrive, and I noticed on the app that the platform number had changed. And I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do. I was like, ooh, do I trust the app? Or what? Nobody else seemed to be moving to the other platform. So they obviously hadn't changed on the overhead board. So I decided, yep, I'm going to go to the other platform. So over I went and I was the only person on that platform. And I thought, oh, maybe I've made the wrong decision. And then a couple of minutes later, everybody else started moving over. There was a big kind of rush to get to the steps and to come over to the platform that I was on. And then they announced over the tannoy that the train indeed was going to be changing platforms, and I'd made the right decision in moving over. So the app had given me that information before it had appeared on the overhead boards and before anybody else had had it. So I wasn't missing out on any of the information. I had it there all at my fingertips to be able to get the train that I needed to get. There are lots of different apps that will do this. So, for example, the Trainline app or National Rail Inquiries. It's also worth looking at your local travel provider. So I'm here in Wales, so we have Travelline Cymru that shows you all the different information for arrivals and departures and locations throughout Wales with the different sorts of transport.
That's so helpful to know, Hannah, and it's even better if we're the first one to know if a train platform number has changed.
It was great. I felt quite smug.
Yes.
I've got insider information.
Exactly. So do most travel companies now have apps that you can buy tickets online?
Yes, they do. So through the apps on your phone, you can buy things like bus tickets or train tickets. And what happens is when you've made the transaction, the ticket appears as a code on your phone that can be scanned at the barriers or when you go on the bus. This is great because, you know, whenever I buy a ticket, I can't tell what it says on it. If it's an outgoing ticket, if it's a return ticket, and then I put it in my pocket and I don't know what I've done with it. So it's all really handy to then have it on the phone. I know which ticket is to go where, and I'm not going to lose it if it's on my phone.
Yeah, that's good to know, because I know if I'm travelling anywhere in public transport, I end up having tickets in my purse, or if it's boarding passes for flights in my handbag. And then sometimes if you're on a route with many methods of transport, you end up having lots of tickets or booking confirmations, and it can be confusing, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially if you do have sight loss and then you can't see all of these pieces of paper that you've got to carry around with you and show. And I think definitely one of those is if you're flying anywhere and you've got your boarding pass and everything that you've got to have at particular intervals. Yeah, it's really handy to have that all in your phone as an app
Definitely.
You can make the booking on your phone, pay for it on your phone, and then you have your tickets on your phone.
Yes.
And that, yeah, it just makes everything a lot easier and straightforward.
I know recently I now do use my phone for any boarding passes. It saves me hunting for my boarding pass in my handbag. Another feature I would like to ask you about, Hannah, getting around, and, you know, are there apps to help locate whereabouts we are if it's somewhere we're maybe not familiar with? Are there any apps regarding that that you want to mention?
Yeah, so there are lots of GPS apps that you can use to locate where you are when you're out and about. These apps are really great and really useful, but they're never 100% accurate just because the satellites have sort of a 3-meter degree of inaccuracy, if you like. So they can't pinpoint where you are. Sometimes they don't necessarily tell you if there's a safe pavement to walk on, where the crossings are. So whenever you use these apps, you have to bear in mind to keep safe. However, they're really handy to use alongside any mobility skills that you already have, just to support that and to reassure you that you are where you think you are, give you that confidence when you're out and about. So, for example, there are great apps like Lazarillo or Soundscape or just Google Maps. You can put in a start destination and an end destination to help guide you towards a particular place, or apps that just when you're walking around will give you that feedback. So, for example, Soundscape, if you're walking along a street, will announce places that are around you. So, for example, Boots at 9 o'clock. So you know that, okay, over that side of the street, that's where Boots is. And it's just that nice reminder of, okay, I know whereabouts I am in the right place, I am going in the right direction, and just to kind of reduce that anxiety of walking around and getting about.
Yes, anything that gives us a bigger picture of our location and where we are. And as you say, that reassurance as well of we are in the right place or we're heading in the correct direction.
Yes, absolutely. And that's kind of what they're really good at in showing us the places that we're heading.
Super. Thank you so much for those great examples, Hannah. And hopefully this podcast has helped our listeners get some ideas of how apps can assist in our travel plans and getting about. So that's our podcast finished on transport and travel. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to RNIB's Health and Social Care podcast. If you found this episode helpful, you can find further resources by visiting rnib.org.uk and searching for health and social care professionals. For further information and support online, visit the Sight Loss Advice Service page at rnib.org.uk/advice. You can also call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. We are the Health and Social Care Skills Development Team at RNIB. We support health and social care professionals and organisations by delivering training courses and providing skills development opportunities. Bespoke training can be offered to suit the needs of an organisation. For more information on what we do, search for us on the RNIB website.
RNIB. See differently.